USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Again, the needs of the average American is put on the back burner in Washington, D.C., as lawmakers would rather discuss impeachment of a president leaving office in 9 days. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House will be moving forward with a resolution to impeach President Trump, calling the president an imminent threat to both the U.S. Constitution and democracy. Merced County Sheriff's Office in California says 6 inmates have escaped from Merced County downtown jail. It was just before midnight Saturday night. 6 inmates were missing from their cell. A preliminary investigation has determined that the inmates were able to gain access to the roof of the facility and utilize a homemade rope to scale down the side of the jail. Merced, California is east of San Jose in Central California. Nancy Bush Ellis, sister of President George H.W. Bush and the aunt of President George W. Bush, died Sunday in her home in Concord, Massachusetts, due to complications related to COVID-19. She was 94. This is USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of a tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Federal authorities were warned in advance that violence was possible at the Washington, D.C. gathering last week near Capitol Hill. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
U.S. Capitol Police were warned about the possibility of violence on January 6th, according to a new report. NBC News reporting Sunday that the FBI and the New York Police Department sent information to Capitol Police about the possibility of violence during protests against the certification of the Electoral College vote. According to the report, the FBI had credible information that a number of people were headed to Washington with the intent to engage in violence. That contradicts previous statements that law enforcement didn't have any indication that violence was possible. So far, more than 60 people have been arrested in connection to the riot. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In other news, NASCAR changes some fundamentals this year. They will run 8 Cup Series races in 2021 with practice and qualifying. That continues the trend from 2020 when only one race, the Coca-Cola 600, had a qualifying run. Time on the track was limited to race day only. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We can expect gasoline prices to inch their way up this week. USA Radio News' John Clements has more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us as more and more Americans express confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine, they're back on the road, increasing demand.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have increased 7 cents per gallon over the last week, with the national average currently standing at $2.32 per gallon, a new COVID-19 high.
Despite being 27 cents lower than last year at this time, the average price is expected to increase later this week.
Average prices across the U.S. may increase several cents per gallon yet again this week as prices move to their highest level since last March.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Super Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League has some surprises. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The wild card round of the NFL playoffs wrapped up Sunday with the Baltimore Ravens taking out the Tennessee Titans 20-13. In the NFC, the second-seeded New Orleans Saints handled the Chicago Bears 21-9 to move on, and the Cleveland Browns won their first playoff game since 1994, knocking off the Pittsburgh Steelers 48-37. The divisional round is now set for next weekend. On Saturday, the top seed in the NFC, Green Bay Packers, will host the LA Rams, then the Baltimore Ravens will hit the road to take on the Buffalo Bills. On Sunday, the Cleveland Browns head to the AFC's top seed, the Kansas City Chiefs, and Tom Brady faces off with Drew Brees as the New Orleans Saints take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.